Buckle up. It's Joel Kane and Brian Fletcher driving you home. Drive with Joel and Fletch on SEN.
Introducing the all-new Hyundai Staria Load. It's got loads of everything your business needs to grow.
Ah, good afternoon, everyone. I've just had a bit of a Bo Peep here at side SEN HQ. It's been gloomy, gloomy, gloomy. Look at that pop. Drive with Joel and Fletch starts. The sun comes out. The weekend is near. We are in for a cracking few hours. 11.70 SEN in Sydney. We welcome you. 16.20 SEN on the Gold Coast. Tell us where you're listening on. If you're listening via the SEN app, tell us where you are to be listening to us. Our podcast listeners on Apple Podcasts and Spotify, this is the Workwear Group Tradie, our King G pushing limits on comfort, technology and design. Now, our bench, we've looked at the sideline, the interchange card. It came up. Brian Fletcher, he's came off for a rest. Brett Finch comes on, immediately pulls a hammy. Finch comes off with the interchange card, and up there, Kazaley. Here he comes from the heavens. He leaps high, he brings it down, and he saves us, Nick Davis.
Not the first, not the last time I've saved Sydney, Joel, my friend, but no, the last quarter, last day specialist. Good to long-time listener, long-time first time hoster.
Oh, you look good in the chair too, by the way. Speaking about last quarter, somebody's a little bit chirpy all of a sudden because they were working, and all of a sudden they got one eye on the big screen, and let's just say he's in a tipping comp, and if he gets, who was playing in? The Buccaneers were taking on the Eagles.
The Eagles, he needed the Eagles with the plus.
What was the start, Nick?
7.5. Right. We spoke this morning, myself and Brooksy. I was pretty keen on the Eagles with the start, and got down to the last the last drive by the Buccaneers and Tom Brady. The Eagles went for 2-point conversion, got him six behind. Brady drove all the way down the field. Mm. Crucial third down that they didn't quite get. They got across for the third down. Tom Brady kneels, and the mighty Philadelphia, they are mighty now, aren't they? Mighty now.
Yeah.
They got the line for our mate Brooksy.
Yeah, how good. Those knees. How good are knees? When you're on the good side of the knee. When you're on the bad side of the knees, it's bad. But, God, it's such a negative play, but it was so positive today. How good.
So that ensures you were collecting our little tipping comp, the fact that the Eagles, because we started off with about 30 people. The last seven would be guaranteed to collect. Eagles go through. Many, many people texting in about the Buccaneers. Filthy that Tom took said knee. But he doesn't give a stuff about our tipping comp, I wouldn't have thought, over here in Australia. But Brooksy's very happy. Our man here, so Gibbo's having a bit of a spell today. You can just imagine Gibbo's Thursday night as his spell
this
today.
This is what I'm not looking for. Gibbo's having a spell today, which means decent old session.
Oh,
snowball effect.
And snowball. How's he going to be for around the ground Saturday morning mowers tomorrow morning?
He'll be around the hurt. The Seals here, though. How are you, Alex?
I'm hoping that Gibbo is not falling down any more stairs, but more than happy to give him the opportunity on Friday afternoon.
We need to rehash that one. Have you seen that, Nick?
What's that? No.
Gibbo, he got caught on surveillance. This is early in the year.
He keeps this to himself.
Oh, I need to share this with you. I'll share this with you and Peacock, because you need to know the human you're dealing with, right? champion fellow is Gibbo. But what you don't know about our man Alex, he spent time playing soccer in the States. So I'd love to know your opinion, Alex, as far as the soccer went the other night.
Bit of a disaster, really. Yeah. And I mean, it's not going to hurt us in the long run, but it exposes everything that's wrong with the Socceroos at the moment. And the fact that they can't fit the two best players into the same side, it doesn't work because Moy and Rogic are too similar. And we don't have a big number. We're missing a Mark Viduka. Yeah. We need a Dukes, big Dukes, get it into his feet, play off him, and HQ running him behind. But not a disaster in the sense of qualifying, but a disaster in the sense that it's a problem we can't
fix. It's a fall from grace. I've gone from 11 wins in a row to a disaster in one game.
Fire, Arnie, did you say? What was that?
Oh, my God.
Beating Vietnam and, you know.
Yeah.
Ryan Grant's not getting on.
Sorry, how are you, Linda, too, if you're listening?
Well, no, Ryan Grant is getting on. I think that's part of the problem.
Oh, there we go.
Oh, so you're in opposition to Linda from Northern Beaches. She was up Arnie for the rent for the fact that he had not been playing enough time. Now, in the meantime, so for our loyal listeners, now we do skew towards a rugby league audience. And I don't mind saying this myself. I would have realised it at the time, but then in 2005, you forget about all these things that happened. But I've since gone back, and I would strongly urge our listeners to do the same thing. If you go on YouTube, the 2005 final, against Geelong, it is honestly remarkable. I had to show Brian Fletcher this because he too had forgot. But for our listeners who don't know, Nick Davis's huge Herculean feats back in 2005, have a listen to this. So just on that, Nick.
I thought that was my phone going off. That's a ringtone.
But no, I watched that back, right? So don't be humble about this. So you scored four goals in, were they all in the fourth quarter?
Yeah, in the last four goals of the game, yeah.
So you were trailing by how many points?
Oh, my maths is not that great. We're trailing by 17.
By 17, right? So then but the one maybe I found maybe just most impressive was you clearly had the cloak of invincibility on because it's not a goal that you often see. There was a bounce. Is that what they call it?
Yep.
The bounce.
All up.
And then you just come flying from nowhere, scooped it up, bang.
Yep.
It was just the cloak of invincibility that day, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was an absolute, and people probably don't. It was an absolute set play, and we'd gone through the absolutely.
True.
Yeah. It was a set play, and you're right. I sort of had the invincibility cloak on. I'd kicked the last three goals, and at that, on that spot where it was on that corner of the goal square, it was actually Adam Snyder, who's a left footer. It was actually his lane to go through, and we would work together. And if it was on my side, he would come and set a pick and roll screen for me, and I would come through on the right. But it was his side, so we got to the top and we're waiting for the ball up, and I was like, all right, you go. And he's like, and at the top of it, he goes, no, mate, you go, and
wow.
And I went through and was my glory. He reminds me constantly that it could have been his last goal. But, that night at the SCG and a lot of people, look, being able to do something like that night was just, such a great night and being able to do it and to help the Swans win a finals game and then go on and then we won a prelim and then a grand final. And you sort of have that part of your life and now people still mention it and thank you for it and they'll tell you where they were. And I was at the was in the members, I was in the Noble, I was in the O'Reilly, and I was with my dad and some of the things. And I had someone contact the club and say, look, we just want to get in touch with Nick and we just want to make sure it's okay that it was my dad's favorite thing of the Swans ever. He was a lifetime South member and they played it at his funeral. That last bit of all the footy, all the commentary from the last four goals, and they said, I just want to speak to Nick and make sure it's okay. And I was like, yeah, of course. So I sent him a jersey and they laid it over the coffin and that. But the amount of it was about me on that night. It was I kicked four goals, but now you sort of as the years go on and. My daughter, who now plays, she plays AFL, and she'll run around, and people say that for her, and all that sort of stuff. And the way that it's sort of gone through my life is something that I'll never forget, and people haven't forgotten either, which is pretty special.
As I've got older, Brooksy, I've been when I was younger, I was so siloed into rugby league, and I almost made a stand to not really pay. But now as I've got older, I'm watching documentaries on Formula One, which I've never had anything to do with. All these other sports that I'm watching, the AFL, and you're finding out about, if you invest enough time in any sport, right, at NFL, I now watch the NFL. If you, I can't get basketball, but if you invest enough time, it might be a height thing, but if you invest enough time in any sport and get to learn it, you may fall in love with it. And honestly, for our listeners who are rugby league like me, go and watch the highlights of that game against Geelong. It is unbelievable how that last quarter plays out.
Well, don't all sports sort of share the common theme of like a comeback or, the emotion? Yeah. That's the language that everyone speaks when they follow a sport. Like it can happen in basketball, right? I remember watching one, Klay Thompson, in a game, an elimination game six, he knocked down 11 three-pointers to get the Warriors into a game seven. They were down 3-1 in the series.
Yeah.
So it was sort of on the equivalent of what Nick did in a basketball game. Like every sport's got it. It's like, let's say if Lewis Hamilton came back and won the last four races, like that sort of comeback, that
probably
feeling of
Sats' tackle. Scotty Sattler's tackle was sort of, he was the grand final, mine was only a semi, but that sort of thing. But that's the the one thing. And you're probably right, Shug. And I grew up in Sydney in 2230, where the great people live. And it was probably a thing for a while. It was so you were rugby league, union was still pretty strong back there 20, 30 years ago, or and AFL was the minnow. And I think now with pay TV and being able to, back in Sydney, the Friday night game was on at midnight. You maybe got a Saturday. You definitely didn't get a Saturday night. And then if the Swans played in Melbourne on a Sunday, you got that. So the ability now to be able to flick around and be able to visually be able to see these games and take an interest. And we spoke about it with the NFL now and how that started to take off. I think everyone's now, it's the cross-code rivalries aren't as much, and people aren't as staunch as they used to be going, oh, I play rugby league and that aerial ping pong sort of stuff. I think everyone and the games and the athletes, people can appreciate the athlete in each game. And if you're an astute enough sport watcher, you can see, he's good at what he does in his game.
Well, Kobe and I, we've made a concerted effort to get our kids more worldly and more, because she was just, her whole life was about athletics and my whole life was about rugby league. So we're trying to push the kids at sport, school sport. Now you can do AFL, soccer. Basketball, they're playing basketball. Yep. We're down the park the other day with Jimmy Smith and his kids, and they're not playing touch footy, they're playing touch NFL, you know, and it's fantastic. So Paul Gallen's young bloke, right, who's the toughest little bloke you've ever met, and he's mates with my young bloke Pax, and they're both little leaguies. And I'll never forget one, this is about 2 years ago, and Gal took the little team out onto, what do they call it, Shark Park? What's it now these days? Changes every week. Anyway,
Ramondis,
whatever it is right now.
No, I think it's points
bet. Celtics
Field. That's fine. Yeah, it's at points bet, right? So they go there. And so they're out on the field, and it's almost 5:30, to which Cody yells out, oh, Dad, what's the time? He goes, oh, it's almost 5:30. He goes, oh, we've got to go. I said, where are you going? And as it turned out, the pair of them had to do this dance instead for that night. And like back in my day, that wouldn't be accepted, playing rugby league off to a dancing. But they went up there and they loved it. And that's what they do. And the world is far more accepting for people to be individuals, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. And I think, the TV medium, social media has a lot to do with it. As harmful as it can be in some things, it's great to be able to showcase and kids and adults can see different stuff. And being in my role as a junior athlete developer at the Swans, we absolutely encourage. It used to be, as I said, 20 years ago, you played AFL or you played league. We tell finish and play your rugby league, because there'll be some skills that you pick up from there. Play basketball, play cricket. If you're a cricket captain, you know how to manage a team and manage a game, and there's so many different skills. Adam Goods played soccer until he was 16. And then switched over to AFL. I grew up in Sydney, so I played league and soccer until I was 13 before switching over. And there's so many skills, and it teaches, if you're just playing and specialising in one sport that you're good at, you don't know how are you going to deal with adversity when you're not good at something? How do you find a way to win? Whereas if you're just a great rugby league player and you just play league up until you get to 18, 19, then you play grade, and then you hit adversity. You're like, well, I don't know what to do here. But if you go and play another sport, and you're like, well, geez, I'm not technically good at this sport, or I don't know the game, but I'll just grit my way to a win. Or it's just not about the skill of each game, I think. And that's something I've picked up as a junior sport developer, that, if you diversify your talent base, you learn different ways of how to win and how to compete.
Two things on that. So I remember when I was growing up, the only thing my uncles and aunties would have to say to me was, oh, how's your footy going? And in hindsight, I think that's quite sad. If my siblings were saying to my kids, there's the same sport going all the time. So you get pigeonholed into this thing. And the other thing is, Tiger Woods had a bit of a car crash as far as his life. Well, he actually had a car crash, but as far as his life went. But Roger Federer, they talk about, people who invest themselves in only one vocation or one sport can go off the rails. Tiger Woods did that. Roger Federer, on the other hand, has been a very balanced human. He used to play ice hockey and other sports coming through the ranks.
That's another sport, like ice hockey. Brilliant. Like, you see these guys with amazing hands, and they've got to be legit ice skaters as well.
Yeah.
Like, the way they turn on a small part of the ice and create a play, like, it's amazing to watch live. That's one of the sports that I'm like, dumbfounded at how good they are at multiple things.
So swimmers are another. Swimmers. You see a lot of swimmers who go off the rails because they've dedicated their whole life to looking at that black stripe on the bottom of a pool. Anyway, have your say. Ryko Fielder's call on 1300 01 1170. By the way, a bit of a racing lean today because we've got so much coming up. The Caulfield Cup, the Everest Racing New South Wales. Chief Operating Officer Graeme Hinton's going to join us at 3.30 to talk about the Everest. Max Whitby, who is a Everest slot holder, he's got Mars Crusader in the Everest. Did he want Mars Crusader? Or maybe he was outvoted. We're going to talk with Maxie Whitby after 4 o'clock. We've got Hammy Goodman coming up. Simon Marshall to preview the big races, thanks to Sportsbet as well, the Caulfield Cup and the Everest. By the way, we're going to do an Everest sweep. So the best calls, the best texts, you're going to the running to get a $100 voucher. $100 voucher, we'll have you covered there for our best calls and text for the day. We'll receive a horse. Who have we got the $100 voucher for?
Sporting Globe. It's back.
Sporting Globe.
Down at King Street Wharf at Darling Harbour.
Beautiful. Open for business, ready to go again. So the best calls and texts, we're going to drag one out for the Everest, and you will have a runner in the Everest, the one who wins the race, $100 voucher to the Sporting Globe. 1300 01 1170. Let's kick off the calls. Oh, geez, you'd be excited, wouldn't you, Rob? Hey, getting Nick a day early.
Hello, Joel and Nick and Joel. Welcome to AFL Friday.
Hey, do you want the music
I
now?
Got 3 hours now, and then you can have a sleep, and then you got 3 more hours tomorrow morning. How good.
Yeah, now, Nick, I just want to warn you here. Keep an eye on Joel, keep an eye on Brooksy, and keep an eye on Alex so they don't press any buttons on me. Okay.
Okay, he's actually got the button, so if it goes off today, you're in real trouble, Rob. What are the three things you got?
No, maybe not three things, but I was there the night, Nick, that you kicked the 4 goals. I was sitting in the O'Reilly stand, and I've never seen a team so deflated as Geelong was that night. You know, like, they led virtually the whole match until, you know, you kicked that last goal with 10 seconds to go, so, and they just all laid on the ground. It was unbelievable, and the atmosphere going home in the buses was, I've never had one like it.
That's good, Rob. I'm glad you made it home because I certainly didn't.
It was the match to remember for sure. And I'm not just saying that because you kicked the goal, but it was unbelievable.
Thank you, mate. I appreciate
it. On golf, on golf, did you see John Rahm this morning? Shot 7 over. The number one golfer in the world.
What happened, Rob?
In Spain.
He didn't get COVID again, did he? He's had COVID 7 times, John Rahm. He's the world leader in COVID.
7 over.
I know.
Every tournament he's got COVID.
70, yeah, he shot a 79 in Spain overnight. And he's a $4.20 favourite to win the tournament.
Wow.
It's unbelievable.
All right, there's some low scores in the States. I saw an 11-under and a 10-under. Robert Strebel, someone had 11-under, and Keithy Mitchell had 10-under. There's some low scores.
Yeah, there were. Big fight on you in the fights, Nick?
No, I'm a lover, not a fighter,
boxing, mate. Boxing
or not? No, I'm a lover, not a fighter.
Oh, okay. So, yeah, Brock Jarvis is fighting in California on Sunday, boys. Just to let you know, you can watch it.
So,
on the Zone, the Aussie.
You got the rain stopped. You got Wilder stopped. Who else do you get stopped? Rob?
Yeah, Mars Crusader tomorrow, Joel. Ooh. I'll stop him if you want.
Well, we're going to catch up with Max Whitby, who's a slot holder of Mars Crusader at 4 o'clock. We'll get his opinion before. Maybe have a listen to Max before you invest. Or maybe he might be telling you to invest in it heavily. We'll find out how that plays out. But Mars Crusader from the back of the field. Hey, Rob?
Yep, definitely. And just one last question for Nick. Nick? The guy we got from Port Adelaide overnight, what's he like at the
ruck?
there he is. Look at him.
Oh,
ow. Now, one of the nicest blokes. Yeah. In fact, you know what? I hope you're still listening. So we'll give Rob a horse. Choose one of these numbers, please, Nick.
I'll choose one for you.
And he'll go into the running for the $100 voucher to the Sporting Globe. Best text. We might even give this one here. We need a name on this one. Hey, boys, I'm listening from Mackay on the app. Long-time app listener. So we'll give you one as well. So we'll drag out two for now as far as that's concerned. So Rob's drawn who, Nick?
He's got 15.
Number 15, standout. 151 shot.
There you go.
That'll be playing its own Oscar music.
So you're telling me there's a chance.
And our listener here from Mackay. We better give Mackay a bit of love as well. Choose another one, please, Nico. $100 voucher. It's going to be hard to get to the Sporting Globe, but they'd have one up in Queensland, wouldn't they?
Yeah, there's one at Robina.
Oh, it's going to be hard to get to Macquarie because you might win it, Eduardo.
Eduardo. Eduardo, that goes to, we need your name though on that one. Number ending in 101. That is the way to do
you
that.
You can donate. They'll take the donation if you can't make it.
Yes.
I'll go in there.
We keep getting these text messages, Blighty in. Can we get Blighty, please? Now, you're listening to the wrong show. Blighty's not on this particular show.
That's been going around all day and all week.
Blighty.
I heard Jimmy Smith got a Blighty.
Okay.
I think Vossie got a blighty.
Okay.
We've all got blighties.
All right. Well, blighty will probably be after five. So just stay listening and we'll get blighty on. 1300 01 1170. This is Drive with Joel and Fletch. Was to be Finchie. He's a scratchy. Now it's Nick Davis who saved us. So breaking back with more.